Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the raw sugar market, which has seen a pretty significant jolt recently.
That's right. Futures prices have taken a notable tumble, dropping as much as 3.6% and hovering around 14.13 cents per pound. It definitely makes you wonder what's behind such a sharp decline and what it means for the future.
The primary catalyst seems to be Brazil, a true giant in sugar production. They've released their updated forecast for the 2025-26 season, and it's looking like a substantially larger harvest is on the horizon.
And it's Conab, Brazil's national supply company, that's responsible for this projection. They've revised their estimates upwards, now anticipating sugar output to reach an impressive 45 million metric tons. That's a 1.3% increase from their previous projection.
A 1.3% increase might not sound huge on its own, but coming from Brazil, it's enough to send significant ripples through the international market. We're talking about prices currently near levels not seen since 2020.
Exactly. So, the big question is, what's driving this upward revision in Brazil's sugar production forecast, and what are the broader implications for the global sugar market? Let's unpack all these details.
First off, let's establish Brazil's standing. Its position in the global sugar market isn't just significant, it's genuinely dominant. They're the undisputed heavyweight champion, and this isn't by accident.
Absolutely. This dominance is built on several key factors. For starters, Brazil boasts vast tracts of agricultural land perfectly suited for growing sugarcane, especially in regions like the Center-South. These fertile plains are ideal for this high-yield crop.
And then there's the climate. Brazil benefits from remarkably favorable weather for sugarcane development. Ample sunshine and well-timed rainfall in its key growing areas create optimal conditions for robust growth and high sugar content.
Beyond the natural advantages, Brazil has also made substantial investments in advanced agricultural technology and infrastructure. Modern farming techniques, efficient harvesting machinery, and sophisticated processing facilities all contribute to maximizing output and maintaining cost effectiveness.
But here's a crucial duality we can't overlook. Sugarcane in Brazil isn't just for sugar, it's also a primary feedstock for ethanol production. This dual-use nature is a critical factor influencing the supply dynamics of both commodities.
That's so important. The amount of sugarcane processed can be strategically diverted towards either sugar or ethanol, depending on market conditions, government policies, and global demand for each. It's a constant balancing act.
For instance, if ethanol prices are attractive, more sugarcane might go to fuel production, potentially reducing sugar supply. Conversely, if sugar prices are favorable, they might prioritize sugar output. This intricate interplay is particularly relevant when analyzing Brazil's sugar production forecasts.
And the Center-South region is really the epicenter of all this activity. Understanding this complex relationship is key to grasping why Brazil's production figures carry so much weight globally.
Now, let's drill down into Conab's revised forecast, that 1.3% increase leading to the anticipated 45 million metric tons. As we said, even small percentage shifts from a dominant producer can significantly impact global supply and prices.
So, what exactly is behind Conab's decision to project a higher output? Several factors likely contribute to this optimistic revision. One of the most significant is undoubtedly favorable weather conditions.
Absolutely. Sugarcane is highly sensitive to its environment. If the past growing season saw timely rainfall, optimal temperatures, and sunshine, it leads to stronger sugarcane stocks and higher sugar content. Imagine those plants reaching their full potential.
And that directly translates to a higher yield per hectare. Another key factor could be an expansion in the planted area. Farmers might be dedicating more land to sugarcane cultivation due to favorable contracts, government support, or strategic shifts away from other crops.
Beyond just the area planted, there are continuous improvements in yield per hectare thanks to advances in agricultural techniques, more effective pest control, and better crop management. These innovations help extract more sugar from the same land.
And we can't forget producer incentives. Are economic factors encouraging farmers to prioritize sugar production? Perhaps the price outlook for sugar, even with recent dips, remains sufficiently attractive compared to other agricultural options or even ethanol.
Plus, ongoing technological advancements in harvesting and processing efficiency play a role. Newer machinery can harvest faster with less loss, and improvements in sugar mills can extract more sugar from the cane. It all adds up.
So, CONAB, armed with the latest data on planting, weather, and early crop development, revises its forecast upwards. This signals a potentially larger-than-expected sugar harvest from Brazil, and that leads us directly to the market reaction.
Precisely. The immediate reaction in the raw sugar futures market was swift and decisive, pushing prices down to that 14.13 cents per pound mark. This is a textbook example of supply and demand in action.
When projected supply increases and demand remains relatively constant, prices tend to fall. Traders and investors constantly assess these dynamics, and news of a larger harvest from Brazil is a significant signal.
The psychology of futures markets is also vital here. They often move based on expectations. As soon as CONAB released its forecast, market participants reacted, with many anticipating lower prices and selling futures contracts.
And that context of prices being near levels last seen in 2020 is quite telling. Back then, the global economy was grappling with the initial shockwaves of the COVID-19 pandemic, affecting supply chains and demand.
The fact that current prices are returning to those levels could suggest the market is pricing in a return to a more abundant supply situation, or perhaps signaling a new trend where Brazil's increased production capacity is exerting sustained downward pressure.
This price movement has a tangible impact. For producers, especially in Brazil, lower prices mean potentially reduced revenues and profitability. It's a direct hit to their bottom line.
On the flip side, consumers, particularly within the food and beverage industry, might see this as good news. Lower raw material costs can translate into more stable or even reduced prices for products using sugar as an ingredient.
And for speculators and traders, these price swings present opportunities for profit, but also carry significant risks as they bet on the future direction of commodity prices. It's a complex web of interests reacting to fundamental news.
Now, while Brazil's boosted production forecast is a significant piece of the puzzle, it's just one element in a much larger global sugar market ecosystem. Several other factors will continue to shape prices and trends.
That's so true. Firstly, the actual harvest data will be crucial. CONAB's forecast is an estimate, and any deviations from it, whether positive or negative, will likely cause further price adjustments.
Global demand trends are also paramount. How is demand for sugar evolving worldwide? Factors like population growth, economic development in key importing nations, and changing consumer preferences all influence consumption.
It's a delicate balance. If demand surges, it could absorb some of the increased supply from Brazil. We also need to keep an eye on other major sugar-producing countries like India, the European Union, and Thailand.
What are their supply outlooks? A strong forecast from Brazil can be partially offset if other major producers face production challenges due to adverse weather, policy changes, or other issues. Market balance depends on collective output.
And the intricate dynamics of the ethanol market will continue to play a pivotal role. Any significant shifts in global energy prices or government mandates for biofuels could redirect sugarcane supply, impacting sugar availability.
Geopolitical events and trade policies are also wildcards. Unexpected conflicts, changes in trade agreements, tariffs, or export/import restrictions can all create volatility in commodity markets, including sugar.
Furthermore, currency fluctuations, particularly the strength of the Brazilian real against major currencies like the US dollar, can significantly affect Brazil's export competitiveness. A stronger real makes their sugar more expensive for international buyers.
Ultimately, commodity markets are characterized by their inherent volatility and the complex interplay of myriad factors. While Brazil's forecast provides a clear signal about potential supply, it's just one component within a broader global picture.
Continuous monitoring of these diverse elements, from weather patterns to policy decisions, is key to understanding the ongoing narrative of the sugar market. Let's talk about that demand side for a moment, because it's just as crucial as supply.
We often hear about the war on sugar or rising health consciousness. This is certainly a factor in developed nations like the US, UK, and parts of Europe. Sugar taxes and product reformulations are impacting demand there.
However, this trend isn't uniform globally. In many developing and emerging economies, as incomes rise and populations grow, the demand for processed foods and beverages, which are often high in sugar, is actually increasing significantly.
So, while demand might be stagnating or declining in some mature markets, it's growing robustly elsewhere. The net effect on global demand is a complex calculation, balancing these opposing trends.
And the type of sugar matters too. We're discussing raw sugar, which is exported and then refined. The demand for raw sugar is tied to the refining capacity and needs of these importing nations. It's not just about direct consumption.
Another interesting dynamic is the role of sugar substitutes. The increasing availability and consumer acceptance of artificial sweeteners, stevia, and other alternatives can impact the demand for traditional sugar.
As these alternatives become more sophisticated and cost-effective, they present a growing challenge to sugar's market share in certain applications. This is a trend to watch closely in the coming years.
Now, let's bring in the currency aspect. For a major exporter like Brazil, the exchange rate is a huge determinant of their competitiveness. We mentioned the Brazilian real.
If the real strengthens significantly against the US dollar, Brazilian sugar becomes more expensive for dollar-based buyers. Conversely, a weaker real makes their exports more attractive and profitable in dollar terms, incentivizing production.
So, currency movements are a constant background hum, influencing the profitability and competitiveness of Brazilian sugar on the global stage. It adds another layer of complexity to price determination.
It really does. And that brings us to the summary table, where we can consolidate these points. Let's look at the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities.
Under Brazil's production forecast, the strength is CONAB's upward revision to 45 million metric tons, signaling a significant increase in global sugar supply and contributing to the price dip. Brazil's inherent advantages solidify its dominant position.
The challenge and opportunity here is that while a strong forecast is positive for buyers, it pressures prices for producers. The actual harvest outcome remains key, and managing expectations against production reality is crucial.
Moving to the sugar-ethanol nexus, the strength is Brazil's ability to strategically shift sugarcane allocation. Favorable sugar prices can encourage higher sugar output, as suggested by the current forecast.
The challenge and opportunity lie in the fact that strong ethanol demand, influenced by energy prices and mandates, can divert supply away from sugar, creating upward price pressure. Constant monitoring of energy markets and policy is needed.
For global demand trends, the insight is that while health trends may moderate demand in developed markets, robust population growth and rising incomes in emerging economies are driving overall global consumption higher, providing baseline support.
The challenge is the war on sugar and the rise of substitutes, which pose a threat to traditional sugar demand. The opportunity lies in innovation for lower sugar products and navigating evolving consumer preferences.
Regarding other producing nations, the insight is that supply dynamics from countries like India, the EU, and Thailand can either complement or counteract Brazil's output. A strong Brazilian forecast can help meet global demand if others face challenges.
The challenge and opportunity is that production shortfalls elsewhere could mitigate the impact of Brazil's increased supply, creating opportunities for price recovery. Market balance depends on the collective output from all key regions.
Finally, under currency and speculation, the strength is that a weaker Brazilian real enhances export competitiveness, incentivizing production. The futures market, while driven by fundamentals, can amplify price movements through speculative trading.
The challenge is that a stronger real can reduce export attractiveness. Speculative activity can introduce volatility that may not always align with underlying fundamentals, presenting both risks and opportunities for market participants.
So, to wrap up, we've thoroughly explored the recent dip in raw sugar prices, largely triggered by Brazil's optimistic production forecast. It's clear Brazil's role as a global sugar powerhouse is central to these market movements.
Absolutely. Brazil's favorable climate, vast land, and technological advancements set the stage for substantial harvests. The intricate dance between sugar and ethanol production adds another layer of complexity, demonstrating how strategic allocation decisions influence global supply.
We've seen how CONAB's revised forecast, pointing towards a 45 million metric ton output, has directly impacted futures markets, pushing prices down to levels not seen since 2020. It's a potent reminder of basic economics: increased supply tends to lower prices.
And the market's reaction, characterized by bearish sentiment and trading activity, highlights the forward-looking nature of futures markets, where expectations often drive immediate price action. But the story doesn't end with Brazil's output.
We've delved into the broader ecosystem, recognizing that demand trends, production from other key countries, and even the evolving landscape of sugar substitutes play critical roles. The dichotomy of demand creates a complex global picture.
Furthermore, external factors like currency fluctuations, particularly the Brazilian real's exchange rate, and the influence of speculative trading add further layers of volatility and opportunity. It's a dynamic interplay.
For businesses in the food and beverage sector, these price shifts can translate into altered input costs, impacting profit margins and pricing strategies. While direct consumer price changes might not be immediate, sustained trends eventually filter through.
Ultimately, the raw sugar market is a dynamic interplay of supply, demand, policy, and global economic forces. Brazil's strong forecast is a significant signal, but it's just one piece of a much larger, interconnected puzzle.
Staying informed about all these multifaceted factors is essential for anyone involved in or observing this vital global commodity. That wraps up our deep dive into Brazil's harvest hopes and the raw sugar price dip.
Thanks for joining us on Bagamedia Finance. We'll see you next time.